今天选读的经文记载在旧约哈该书二章一至九节。会众请聆听上帝的话。7月21日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，你要晓谕犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓说，你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？耶和华说，所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在，这是万军之耶和华说的。这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话。那时，我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说的。本周箴言，请大家连同经文的出处连续读两次。弥迦书6章8节，世人啊，耶和华也指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的上帝同行。
大家好。
Good morning, everyone.
很高兴见到大家。
I'm pleased to see you all again.
回家真好。
It's so nice to be home again.
大概你们都没意识到我失踪了3个星期吧。谢谢大家在祷告中纪念我们，为我们求平安。
And I thank you, everyone, for praying for us so that we were traveling in peace.
这一次旅行是我和先生在疫情后第一次出远门的休假。大家知道我7月份耳朵开刀，然后去复查的时候呢，医生说，哎，你恢复得不错，如果想旅游的话，9月以后可以飞机。
In July, I had my surgery on my ears, and when I visited back with my doctor, he said I was healing, doing very well, and I could travel in September.
当时我知道李斌和其他的几个家庭在准备欧洲的游轮。
And I knew at the time that several families within our church were preparing for a cruise.
这是他们几家人常有的一个活动，因为他们的孩子都是好朋友，也在同一个高中学习和在同一个英文团契里面。
And these families travel often together because their children were in the same youth group and they went to the same high school, so they were used to traveling as a group.
所以这几对父母和他们的孩子常常一起外出旅游。
And this is why the family travel together a lot.
现在孩子都毕业了，父母们在时间上就更自由了。
And now the children have all gone away from home and the parents' time is more...
我看了一下他们的游轮路程呢，很吸引人，所以我也决定去。
And I saw their cruise itinerary, which was very attractive, so I decided to join them.
但那时已经是8月底了哈，游轮的票已经非常贵了。
But it was in end of August, and the cost of the cruise was expensive.
好在我曾经工作在我曾经在航空公司工作，有退休的福利。
And luckily that I used to work for a
才使我和先生能够踏上这一道旅程。
And this is why my husband and I were able to travel this time.
我们的旅行行程与保罗宣教的路程非常接近。
The itinerary of our cruise ship mirrored closely to that of Apostle Paul's mission journey.
啊，我的图片只能放得下保罗二次宣教的路程哈，其实是我们也加上了第一个路程。我们去了一共五个国家。
We visited five countries.
从意大利的罗马上路。
We embarked in Rome, Italy.
啊，经过了好几个在圣经里面提到的地方。
And we visited many places that was mentioned in the Bible.
比如希腊的雅典、土耳其的以弗所、以色列的加利利海和耶路撒冷，以及塞浦路斯岛。
For example.Athens in Greece, Ephesus in Turkey, and in Israel, the Sea of Galilee, and the islands of Cyprus.
似乎每到一处，圣经里那些曾经是陌生的地名啊、人和事啊，在那一刻，他们栩栩如生。
And everywhere we went that was mentioned in the Bible, all of a sudden they came alive because I visited.
圣经里的记载是真实的。
And we know that what was recorded in the Bible is true history.
一路上我感慨万千，流了很多的眼泪。
And throughout this trip, I was very touched and I shed many tears.
有感恩的泪，再次确定了神对我的呼召。
And I shed the tears of thanksgiving to confirm the calling from God.
也有悲哀的泪。
And also tears of sadness.
再去加利利的海的路上，有人问导游：“我们去的这些地方，你们本地人去吗？”
At the Sea of Galilee, someone asked the tour guide, "The places that we visit, do the local people go?"
导游很直率地说：“只有你们这些游客去，我们很多本地人都不知道有这些地方。”
And the tour guide responded, "Only these places are only visited by visitors, by tourists. Local people don't even know them."
穿梭在那些信徒们给信徒们和旅客建立起来的宗教观光景点当中，我的心是悲哀的。
And in the midst of all these tourist destinations based on our religion, my heart was broken.
我们的上帝曾经道成肉身，生活在这块土地上。
Our God has come to this world in flesh and lived in this world.
就如圣经上说的，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
As said in the Bible, he was in the world, and through the world was made. Through him, in the world did not recognize him.
到他自己的地方，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not recognize him.
但是，这又无妨，因为他应验了。耶稣在两千多年前的宣告。
However, he fulfilled what he proclaimed 2,000 years ago.
我们一起来读这句话。English, we're going to read Chinese and English. You can read on the verses. 一起来。耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。”你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是，那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。Think in.我是空空的去，满满的回来。
I went empty-handed, but I was very full when I came back.
需要时间好好消化，以后再跟大家分享。
And I need some time to organize my thoughts, and I'll share with you my trip a little later.
好，我们现在言归正传。
And now let's go back to our sermon.
等会儿哈，刚才余伟姐妹读的经文呢，是旧约里哈该书的一段话。
Our scripture today was read from the book of Haggai.
先知哈该传达了上帝的话，鼓励百姓完成建造耶和华的殿。
Haggai prophesied for God to encourage the Jews to complete the rebuilding of the temple.
上帝的信息是当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在，并应许说，在这地方我必赐平安。
God's message was, "Be strong, for I am with you. In this place, I will grant peace, everlasting."
先知哈该说预言的时间呢，只有四个月。
Even though he prophesied for only 4 months,
这一本书只有38节。
And this book only has 38 verses.
却成为了以色列历史当中极为重要的转折点，也是对我们今天上帝的子民仍然具有永恒的价值。
But it has become a turning point in the history of the Jews as well as everlasting values.
今天是我们檀香生华人信义会48周年的堂庆。
And today is our church's 48th anniversary.
刚才一位姐妹读的那段经文哈，正好是信义会总会安排的经文。
And the scripture of today, coincidentally, has been assigned to all Lutheran churches across the nation.
你相不相信这是上帝的安排？
Do you believe that this is the working of God?
你相不相信这是上帝所选的日子？Yes. 我讲到的时候，请你要给我回应，不然我要睡着。大家知道你的堂刊里面，大家都拿了吗
？If you open up your program today,
每年堂庆的堂刊里面都会登教会的过往历史。
And every anniversary of our church in the program will have a recording of the church history.
我都是一目十行的看过，没什么感动。
And in the past, I usually skimmed through it and wasn't very touched.
这一次为了讲稿写讲稿，我一页一页的翻阅着过去几十年的堂刊。
And because I have to prepare the sermon today, I spent some time going through the program for the last 10 years.
读着那些没有见过面的兄弟姐妹们的见证和他们的代祷请求。
And I saw many testimonies of brothers and sisters that I have not met, as well as their prayer requests.
从那些模糊的字迹当中和泛黄的照片里，我看到了圣灵的引领。
And through those blurred handwriting and the pictures, I saw how God guided this church.
那让我们回顾一下这教会的48年历史，来见证上帝的信实。
Now let's revisit the 48 years of history to witness God's faithfulness.
从三点。
And there are 3 points I'd like to share.
上帝的引领，上帝的应许，上帝的信实。
God's guidance, God's promise, and God's faithfulness.
上帝的引领，好，我们大家一起用中文再读一下。
哈该，
一起来。哈该书2:1-5，7月21日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：“你们要小于犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和撒的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓说：你们中间存留的，有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？”现在你们看这如何？岂不在眼中看如我们？耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚呀，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。”这是万军之耶和华说的，这是照着你们出埃及，我们立约的话。那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要害怕。在哈该书的第一章里面，这是第二章， 在哈该书的第一章里面描述了当时那些回归以色列的人们，因为外界敌人的干扰和各种困难，他们对重建圣殿失去了信心。
In the first book of Haggai, it described that the Jews returned to the Promised Land, and because of many obstacles, they were disheartened and discouraged in the rebuilding of the temple.
耶和华兴起先知哈该，呼召领袖们和那些被掳归回的犹太渔民，全都要振作起来，一同承担重建圣殿的工作。
God raised Haggai to reveal to the leader Zerubbabel and the high priest Joshua and the returning Jews to lift them up in to take on the responsibility of rebuilding the temple.
建立教会是上帝的旨意，而他的应许就是我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
To build a church is God's will.And his promise is that he will be with us and that we should be strong.
在70年代初，有一位外国人，伯大恩牧师，他对华人的福音有很大的负担。
In the 1970s, there is a foreigner by the name of Donald Barron who was burdened with spreading the gospel to the Chinese.
他曾在香港和台湾任宣教士多年，也希望向檀香山的本地华人传福音。
He was a missionary in Taiwan and Hong Kong for many years, and he had a desire to spread the gospel to the Chinese here in Honolulu.
当时他征得了本地的信义会平安王子堂 Prince of a Peace Lutheran Church.那个Reverend Normal Hammer 的同意，就开始了筹办华人的福音工作。
He gained the support of Reverend Norman Hammer from the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church to start planning for his ministry.
他还特别伯大恩牧师还特别从香港请来了袁光荣传道来一起做这个事工。
Pastor Barron also invited missionary Miss Ruth Yuen from the Hong Kong Lutheran Church to participate in this new ministry with him.
经过几个月的策划和多位弟兄姐妹的支持，檀岛国语礼拜堂成立了。
And after a few months of planning and the support of some brothers and sisters, they began the Honolulu Mandarin Church.
在48年前的这一个月，在第一个礼拜天，就在这个平安王子堂的底楼图书馆里开始了第一次的崇拜。当天聚会的人数有60多位。
And in 1974, the first Sunday of November, this congregation began its first worship in the first floor library of the Prince of Peace church building in Waikiki. About 60 people attended.
当时檀岛国语礼拜堂呢是附属于这个英文的平安王子堂，是夏威夷第一所讲国语的教会。
And at the time, the Mandarin congregation belonged to the American Lutheran Church, and it was the first Chinese-speaking church in Hawaii.
那这个教会的主要成员来自台湾，还有一些从日本和东南亚地区的说国语的华人。
The members then were primarily from Taiwan, but we had some who were from Japan and other parts of Asia.
为了更好地推广华人的事工呢，教会又从台湾聘请了赵慧兰牧师来负责主理教会。
In order to further develop the ministry, the church invited and recruited Pastor David Chow from Taiwan to be the pastor of the church.
不过当时教会经济能力薄弱哈，无法支付牧师的工资。
And at the time, the financial situation of the church was very poor, and the church was not able to offer a salary to Pastor Chow.
你能够想象吗？请你来领导带领我们，可是我们没钱。
Can you imagine that if we were to invite a pastor over and not pay him?
我们怎么去聘请这样一个远方而来的牧者呢？
How do we recruit somebody, a pastor from far away?
不过在上帝里面没有难成的事，是不是？
But nothing is too hard for God.
教会凭着信心去招募，而召会来牧师既然凭着信心回应了上帝的呼召，在1976年的时候，赵牧师带着师母还有四个青少年的孩子来到夏威夷仰慕教会。
And with faith, the church asked Pastor Chow to join us, and with faith, Pastor Chow accepted. And in 1976, in January, Pastor Chow came to Hawaii with his wife and four young children.
那没有经济来源怎么办呢？他们开了一家餐馆。
And what would they do with no income? So they opened a takeout restaurant.
维持生机，一直到一年以后，教会得到总会的赞助，赵牧师才开始领受工资。
They lived on this meager income for over a year, and a year later, the parent church had approved and supported the salary for Pastor Chow.
在接下来的几年，聚会的人数越来越大了。那这个时候。在1982年2月就搬到了 Ponoho 学校对面的另一个姓英文的檀香山信义会。
And with the succeeding years, there were more people that became members of the church. And in 1982, in February, the church rented the space of a Lutheran church of Honolulu right across the street from Ponoho School.
同年呢谈到 国语礼拜堂也正式被美国的信义总会接受，我们的名字改成了信义会华人檀香山华人信义会。
And in the same year, we were accepted by the American Lutheran Church to become a member church, and we belong to the Pacific Synod. And our name then changed to the Chinese Lutheran Church of Honolulu.
这个就是我们教会的名字的来源。
And this is the source of our church's name.
那搬到新的地址后呢？不久，赵牧师去了香港教书，然后原传道呢也接着退休了。
And not long after we relocated to the Ponoho Church, Pastor Chow went to Hong Kong to teach, and Ruth Yuan then retired.
这段时间是很风雨飘渺的时间。
And during this period, there was a vacuum.
为了找到合适的牧者，教会与各地的总会联系。
To recruit a new pastor, our church had contacted many churches in the Chinese-speaking countries.
在香港教会服侍的李永成弟兄，一位从美国的路德神学院毕业不久的学生就接收了呼召。
And we were introduced to Brother Simon Lee, who had graduated recently from the Lutheran Seminary in Minnesota and was serving in Hong Kong.
由于当时美国的政策，移民政策，外界的神职人员一定要有牧师的身份才可以申请来美任职。在1981年的3月呢，我们教会就委托在香港的信义会替李牧师案例。
Because the immigration law back then only allowed pastors to work in the U.S. once they're ordained. So our church has asked the Hong Kong Lutheran Church to ordain Pastor Simon Lee before he came to Hawaii.
3月案例。七月四号，独立节，李牧师师母在上帝的带领下来到了我们的教会。
1981, July 4th, Pastor and Mrs. Lee came from Hong Kong to Honolulu and began their service at this church.
7月4号到7月5号正道，一站讲台就是40年。
And on the second day after his arrival in Honolulu, Pastor Lee gave the first sermon at this church. And since then, it's been 40 years of service.
上帝带着我们，有他的应许。我们一起来读这下面半段的《哈该书》二章八到九节。In Chinese, 万军之耶和华说：“银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安。”这是万军之耶和华说的。先知哈该所传的信息告诉上帝的子民，上帝拥有建造圣殿所有的一切资源。
The message from Prophet Haggai is from God is that he will provide all the resources to build the temple.
我看到一份1985年7月4号的代祷信，这是李牧师就职的第四个年头。
I saw a prayer request dated 1985, July 4th, and that was the fourth year of Pastor Lee's position here in this church.
在祷告单里有一项为教会的奉献代祷。
And the prayer request is for the donations to this church.
那是教会的账本上是一片赤字。
At the time, our church's financials was in the red.
大家懂赤字是什么意思哈 ？Negative。许多教会的支出，包括李牧师的工资，都是由总会赞助的。
And many of the expenses, including Pastor Lee's salary, came from the American Lutheran Church.
有意思的是，这份祷告单的最后一项。是为建堂代祷。
And very interestingly, the last request on that list is to pray for our church building.
在这一种入不敷出的情况下，这个意向又是从何而来呢
？In a financial unbalanced situation, where did that vision come from?
昨天张牧师分享说，教会要支持牧者做梦者，不要只是做事者。
And last night from Pastor Chang, he said that the church has to support the pastor's vision as a dreamer.
那我们教会是如何让牧者的梦实现的呢
？And how did this church help realize Pastor Lee's vision and dream?
要建堂就必须经济独立。
To build a church, you have to be financially well off.
当时李牧师建议执事会不要再接受总会的赞助。
In that time, Pastor Lee suggested to the board to stop taking financial support from the mother church.
那是信心的考验。
And that was a test of faith.
不是所有的同工都同意啊。
And not all co-workers agreed to that.
圣经说，我还有未了的话。你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能，大力做刚强的人。
The Bible also said in the book of Ephesians, "Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power."
凭着信心，我们教会通知总会，从1986年开始，不需要再赞助了。
And based on faith, we informed the mother church that starting in 1986, we will not accept any more financial support.
你们能够想象发生了什么事吗
？And you know what happened then?
奇迹发生了。
Something miraculously happened.
仅仅几个月，本教会的奉献就达到了自给自足。
Within a few months, our church financial became break-even. That is offering offset the expenses.
你脚要跨出去，红海才开。
Only if you step out, will it be open to you?
印证一。就如耶和华刚才说的，银子是我的，金子是我的，在这地方我必赐平安。
Just as it said in the book of Haggai, silver is mine, gold is mine, and in this place I will grant peace.
虽然我们教会是以国语开始的哈，但自从李牧师夫妇来到这儿后，他们开始了粤语学生查经班。
Even though our beginnings were, the church's beginning was in Mandarin.
几个月后，粤语查经班开始晚堂的主日崇拜，有国语翻译。因为当时的教会是租的，所以他们的时间、崇拜的时间、地点常常会变。
But since Pastor and Mrs. Lee arrived in Hawaii, they started the Cantonese Student Fellowship, and soon thereafter they began their own evening worship because the time wasn't available during the day in at our rental church.
那批年轻的孩子们。有很多还在我们当中，你们认得出来吗
？Many of the students there are still amongst us. Can you recognize who's who?
如果你眼睛不好，认不出来，那你已经老了。你在里面看到 Cousin 了吗？看到 Jeffrey 了吗？看到里面有他吗？好，我们继续讲下去。还有老的照片哈，瞪大眼睛，不要忽略了哈。同时，教会也渐渐来了一些说英语的朋友，包括会员，他们家人是说英语的。
And at the same time, we have a new members who were whose mother tongue is English. There could be families, friends, members of our church members.
那当时教会的礼拜堂与夏威夷大学非常接近。然后参加团契的中国大陆学生也明显的增长，几个团契都以学生为传福音的对象。
And at Punahou Church was very close to the University of Hawaii, and we have many scholars from the university. And the objective of our fellowship was primarily evangelism.
看见你自己了吗
？Do you see yourself in there?
哎，你没看见，不要急，不要急哈。那所以后来国语从又有英文，又有英文的同学们过来，也有说英文的家属过来了哈。那这个时候我们就开始了英语的崇拜。这是那个2003年的华府夏令会，所以那个时候我们办了很多的福音营的夏令会。那这个里面又有很多人在里面哈，你们自己看到自己了吗
？The picture that you see was from 2003 Gospel Camp.
看到哈，很多人都在里面。好，下一个。那2002年的时候，我们就开始了第一次英语崇拜。好。
And as the number of English-speaking people increased in 2002, we began our English congregation worship.
那个弹吉他的。穿蓝色的 Aloha shirt 的，那是我们的 Michael。Michael 今天在吗
？Where's Mike?
Mike, raise your hand. 哦，他在二楼哦 ，overflow。哦，好，好，还有一个后面弹琴的是谁 ？Maria, raise your hand.
哈
哈哈哈。Yeah, 那。这个时候哈，虽然我们粤语堂、英文堂、国语堂分散在各地聚会，教会事工仍然不断的新兴发展。
And during that period, our Mandarin congregation, Cantonese and English worship at different locations. But
哎呦，我好
，Church ministry continued to grow.
Go ahead. 我好想把它放大，让人家看到你们每一个人的脸。
Yeah. I wish the picture can be magnified, can we see everyone?
有一个属于敬拜自己敬拜的地方，这个需要是越来越大了。
And at the time, we feel the need to have our own place of worship.
看见吗？建堂的意象在李牧师的心里，在开始有种子，然后主又把它放到众弟兄姐妹们的心里。意象不是一个人的，如果他要成就，一定是整个一群人的。
God has put this vision in Pastor Lee's heart to build a church, but it wasn't only about him. It was the support of those that share his vision with him that we were able to build this church.
我知道我们当中很多人都在造大房子哈，你们可能从计划到造成大概几年功夫，这个教会从1985年开始十多年一直在建堂。
Many of us have built our own homes, and it took many years to from drawing to the building of the house. But this church, it took 10 years.
More than 10 years. 建堂委员会一次一次的去寻找地方，经历了无数次的失败。
Our church building committee over and over looked for locations and sought negotiations and experienced many obstacles and failures.
会众们一次一次的祷告，也经历了无数次的失望。
Brothers and sisters prayed multiple times and they were disappointed multiple times.
但从今天回头看，上帝一直在引领、保守并操练我们。
But as we look back today, God was always with us. He guided us and He tested our faith.
大家还记得这个吗？我们的筹款不是几万、几十万来的，都是从几百、几千来的。
And our fundraising was not in a few dollars.We're in the millions of dollars.
经过多年的努力，终于在1997年，教会购买了现在这一片大约20,000平方米的空间。
And finally, in 1997, we purchased this lot that we're sitting on of 20,000 square feet.
又经过7个年头，我们的堂终于站立起来。
And it took another 7 years to build this physical building of this church.
站立起来了，搬进去都不是一帆风顺的。
The building of the church, moving into the church, was not smooth sailing.
献堂典礼那一次哈，大家如果还记得时候，2005年1月1号，我们决定搬进去，是不是
？And our decision was that we would take occupancy of the space.On January 1st, 2005.
我们已经通知了英文教会说，哎呀，我们离开了哈，我们明年不来了，我们去新的堂聚会了。
We've already informed our rental church that we would vacate at the end of 2004.
很多移居海外的那个弟兄姐妹们，他们都买好机票，准备过来参加建堂的典礼。
And many brothers and sisters who have moved away.Plan to come back, and they already purchased their air tickets to attend the dedication ceremony.
但是教会没有完工。
But our church was not completed then.
我跟大家读一段李牧师他写的那段时间的感想。
And I will share with you what Pastor Lee shared at around that period.
因为建堂工程的耽误，最近每一段时间天天赶工，我是天天往工地上跑。
Because the construction has been delayed during this period, the workers are putting overtime, and I visited the construction site every day.
新堂的工程尚未完成，外墙的油漆只是半遮半掩。
The church physically has not been completed, and the outside paint was only half done.
侧面的楼梯的栏杆还没装好，礼堂大门的门边还没盖上。
Handrails have not been installed in the stairwell, and the door to the sanctuary has not been installed.
洗手间的一些墙砖还在中国，房顶上的十字架还没有油漆。
And some of the tiles in the bathroom are still in China, and the cross on top of the roof has not been painted.
这两天许多弟兄姐妹也来新堂帮助打扫、扫垃圾、抹灰尘。
In the last 2 days, many brothers and sisters came to clean, to dust, and to get rid of the trash.
教会的美丽就渐渐地呈现出来了，而弟兄姐妹们的爱教会的心，真正流露出了一个教会的本质。
And the beauty of this church was beginning to reveal, but more importantly, it was the goodness of the brothers and sisters that reveal the essence of this church to glorify God.
2002年1月1日，教会没有完工，却不妨碍上帝的子民聚集在这里，感谢、赞美、聚会。
And in 2005, January 1st, we, even though the construction was not complete, we held our ceremony here to praise, give thanks, and worship God in the space.
从此以后，国语、粤语、英语、山腾共聚一处，同心合一的兴旺福音。
And since then, the Mandarin, Cantonese, and English congregations have come together to worship in one place, united in one heart, and to spread the gospel.
那从1975年开始到2019年，哈，这是我们崇拜平均人数的一个表格。那最底下的黄线是英语堂，蓝线，那个绿色还是我也就看不清楚了。蓝色的是粤语堂的，然后那个红线呢是国语堂的。看最上面的那个紫色的那条线是我们综合的人数，这是1975年到2019年的这样一条线，这是我们崇拜人数。
And you see this chart shows the attendance. The blue line is English, and the purple line at the top is the total.
我们一起来读这一段，这两句话，一起来。万军之耶和华啊，你的居所何等可爱！如此住在你殿中的，便为有福，他们仍要赞美你。阿门。虽然就聚会人数仍是每年稳定增长，统计到去年的年底哈，在我们教会受洗的大人小孩一共1642人。
And it's according to the statistics from our church, as of the end of last year, those who have accepted Christ and baptized in this church total 1,642 adults and children.
许多在本教会信主的成长弟兄姐妹成了牧者，成了领袖，成了执事，他们在各个地方侍奉。
And many brothers and sisters who have accepted Christ and baptized in this church have grown spiritually and now are leaders in our board of deacons. They also have become missionaries and pastors.
今天我们教会是一个组织健全的教会，这是上帝的引领和信实。
And today our church is a very spiritually healthy and organized church, and this is the grace of God.
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事，应验了他的话。
And God is faithful. He has revealed to us and has helped us build this church.
在过去的48年，我们教会经历了无数次的风雨的洗涤，今天他依然站立在太平洋岛上做光做盐，这是上帝的信实。
And God is faithful because in the last 48 years we went through trials and tribulation, but we're still standing in this Pacific island.
我们教会的会众主要来自中国大陆、香港、台湾、澳门和新马，还有在美国出生的我们的下一代。
Our members are primarily from China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Macau, and many of us are American-born Chinese.
两岸三地的同胞这样的组合在北美华人教会当中是不多见的。
And we have people from both sides of the straits and other parts of Asia, and this is a rarity amongst Chinese church in the U.S.
同时我们的会员年龄也有很大的跨度。
At the same time, the age span of our congregation is wide.
大家看一看，20%是青少年，20%是30岁以下的，50%是中年和年长的。
You see in this chart that about 20% are youth, 20% are 30 years or younger, and 50% are between the ages of 30 and 64.
会友们说着不同的语言。有着不同的生活习俗，却可以在一起敬拜。
Our members have different mother tongues and different lifestyles, but we all come together and worship together.
但我现在请在这儿，你在我们教会当中已经有十年的至长的，请起立。
If you have been worshiping this church for more than 10 years, please stand.
十年以上的，请起立。
Ten or more years.
十年以上的，今年是2022年，所以你是2012年来的，以上的，请起立。
So if you've been worshiping here since 2012, please stand.
那后面还有哈，好，请坐。
Please.
我们请来到教会有20年以上的，请起立。
Please stand if you've been here for 20 years worshiping in this church.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们请来到教会有30年以上的弟兄姐妹，请起立。请坐。下面你知道我要叫谁了吗？阿们。我们请来到教会有40年以上的，请起立。包括我们的文理姐妹哈，我们因为都站着哈。还有谁？张妈妈在这儿，张妈妈，你听懂了吗？我起立啊，我站不起来，她腿痛，她腿痛。张妈妈也是一直在我们教会当中很久了哈，谢谢谢谢，感谢主哈。他们这些他们这些个弟兄姐妹真的是看着我们教会成长投入一直到今天，感谢主我们有他们在我们当中，是不是？
And we thank these brothers and sisters who persisted and have been members of this church faithfully.
我们是一个充满活力充满爱的教会。
This church is full of love and full of energy.
好像他不愿意走下去。好了，那我们一起来读一下这一句话哈，《约翰一书》4:12。从来没有人见过上帝，我们若彼此相爱，上帝就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。阿们。我们教会有斯提凡关怀事工，每个团契有各自的关怀同工。
Church has Stephen caring ministry, and each fellowship has their own co-worker in this ministry.
在疫情中，弟兄姐妹们的爱更是有目共睹哈。
And even during the COVID, the love of our brother sister became even more apparent.
每当有需要，弟兄姐妹都会义不容辞的伸手帮助。
When there is a need, our brothers and sisters dutifully hold out their hands to us.
在这个教会当中，会众能够彼此尊重、彼此欣赏、彼此包容、彼此忍让。
And in this church, the church members respect, appreciate, and accept, and be patient with one another.
爱在我们中间，上帝与我们同在，这是上帝的信实。
Love is amongst us, and God is with us, and this is the faithfulness of God.
我们教会是一个以传福音为中心和目标的教会。
And we are a church that's focused on evangelism.
不但在本地传福音，我们还去远方传福音，去中国，去台湾，去瑞士。
Not only do we spread the gospel locally, we also go out of this of our geography to be in Taiwan, to be in Switzerland, and to be in China, spreading the gospel.
不单单是祷告出力。还出钱。
Not only do we pray and pay our own way there.
大家还记得我们教会赞助了中国的南关教会吗？
If you remember, our church helped build a church in China, Nanguan Church.
就在我们当时造堂的同时，李牧师跟着中美服务促进公司去河南信阳做扶贫、助学的福音事工。
While we're still building our church, Pastor Lee went with the China Services Venture in Henan Province.
他知道信阳的南关教会因为教堂破旧无法聚会。
He heard about the Nanguan Church because it was so dilapidated that they couldn't meet.
南关教会的教堂是美国信义会差派的那个宣教士李立深牧师在1906年的时候建立的。
The Nanguan Church was built by the first American Lutheran Church Ministry in the year 1906.
这个信义会在中国建立的第一座教堂有100多年的历史了。
And this was the first Lutheran Church in China with 100 years of history.
他们重建教堂需要资金，到处在寻找赞助。
And at that time, they were seeking in many places for sponsorship and support to build their church.
圣灵感动李牧师，他就亲自飞到中国与当地的教会人员和建筑师面谈，然后决定怎么去赞助他们。
The Holy Spirit had touched Pastor Lee, so he flew to China to meet with the architects and the builders to come up with a very specific sponsorship plan.
回夏威夷后，李牧师就开始呼吁大家为南关教会筹款。
And after he returned, he encouraged everyone to donate to build the Nanguan Church.
当时因为建堂，我们自己欠债贷款139万。
And at that time, because of our church building, we were still in debt for $1.3 million.
但是前后不到四个月，就凑足了12万美金。
But within 4 months, we collected $120,000 for the Nanguan Church.
帮助南关教会造起了一层7层大楼的聚会场所。
And we helped them build a 7-story church so that they can worship there.
12万美金，七层大楼，那个是什么价钱啊？
It's very inexpensive to build in China.
昨天张牧师讲到了一个点，他说要给必须自己先有。
Yesterday, Pastor Shang shared the message that if you want to give, you must have first.
我们有没有？当时有没有
？At the time, did we have?
看上去没有，我们自己欠债139万。
Seemingly, we didn't have enough.
但是八年呢，我们自己的139万在2013年的时候全部付清。
But 8 years later, with brothers and sisters' donation and support, we were able to pay back completely the $1.3 million we borrowed to build this church.
是我们自己有吗？Do we have it? No, we don't. Who has it?
是谁有？
Who has it?
是谁有？
那一切的源头来于上帝，我们一切都是领受的，是不是？
Everything comes from God, and everything that we have has been given to us as blessing from God.
有机会传福音，这是福分，是上帝的恩典。
The opportunity to spread the gospel is our blessing and is God's grace.
回顾过去，展望将来，主向我们教会所要的是什么呢？
And remembering the past, we look into the future. What is it that God expects from this church?
让我们一起来读今天的箴言。世人呐，耶和华所指示你何为善。上帝要我们是行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心，与主同行。
God wants us to act justly, to love mercy, and to work with Him humbly.
行公义，这里的公义是说教会应该是照着圣经的真理去做事。 行上帝认为对的事。
To act justly means that a church has to act based on the teaching and the truth from the Bible.
在今天混乱的时代当中，社会上有许多不符合圣经的声音，教会要按圣经的话语，成为在黑暗里的光。
And in today's chaotic times, there are many voices that oppose the teaching and the Bible, and the church has to stand up and take on the role and become the light of the world.
看到不义的事情，教会要发声，要挺身而出。
And if we see something that's unjust, the church has to respond with action.
好怜悯是要有同情心、同理心。与从他人的角度去理解。
To love mercy means to sympathize, to empathize, and to see things through others' perspectives.
有人犯罪是要指出的，但看待罪人却要有怜悯之心。
We have to point out others' sins, but we have to do so with mercy.
我们怜悯别人，绝非是因为我们比别人优越好。
We have mercy on others does not mean that we are superior than others.
是因为我们自己被上帝怜悯了，因此我们怜悯别人。
But it's because God has had mercy on us, that's why we have mercy on others.
身体上有软弱的，我们要帮助。
Those who are weak, we have to help.
心灵上有贫乏的，我们要关心。
Those who are poor in spirit, we have to care for.
既要行公义，又要好怜悯，缺一都不完全。
To act justly and to be merciful cannot have one without the other.
最后，纯谦卑的心与主同行，这是三个要求当中最重要的一项。
And lastly, to walk humbly with God, and that's the most important requirement from God.
从教会的角度来说，就是要随时随地的寻求上帝的旨意。
From a church perspective, that means to seek God's will constantly.
在大事小事上都要放下自我聪明。
In matters that are big and small, we have to put down our human wisdom.
在祷告中聆听上帝的引领。
And in prayers, listen to God's guidance.
事实上，除非我们存谦卑的心与上帝同行，否则我们没有能力向有需要的人行公义、好怜悯。
And in fact, if we do not walk humbly with God, there's no way that we can act justly and to love with mercy.
48 年
48 years.
希望我们继续下去。
And we pray that we'll continue.
我请大家一起起立，我们一起做祷告。
Let's stand and pray.
我们在天上的父，我们献上衷心的感谢。
Our Heavenly Father, we give our sincere thanks.
感谢你的恩典，我们的教会能够有48年的堂庆。
It is through your grace that we have 48 years of anniversary.
求主继续带领我们承前启后，继往开来。
We ask God to help us to carry on our tradition as we move forward.
帮助我们继续广传福音，栽培信徒，照亮这个社区。
Help us to shine in our community and to equip disciples and serve others.
帮助我们珍惜这个教会，爱护这个教会。
To help us to treasure and love this church.
帮助我们继续行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与上帝同行。
Help us to act justly, to love in mercy, to humbly walk with God.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
阿门。
阿门。
好，我们下面一起来唱一首回应。